From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A civilian helicopter crashed in southern Afghanistan today. Russia's Interfax news agency is reporting that 15 people were killed. The chopper went down while taking off from Kandahar Airfield, the largest NATO base in southern Afghanistan. The Taliban has released a video of an American soldier who was captured in Afghanistan last month. The soldier said that he's scared he won't be able to go home. Washington's top envoy for East Asia and the Pacific says the U.S. is ready to sit down with North Korea if Pyongyang abandons its nuclear ambitions. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautel reports.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell met with South Korean government officials to discuss Washington's strategy on North Korea. After Saturday's talks, Campbell told reporters there has to be consequences for the provocations that North Korea has perpetrated.
Down this path that North Korea has chosen lies greater tensions, greater hardship for its people, more isolation, and a lack of engagement in the international economy.
Campbell said the U.S. remains ready for talks with North Korea, but for now, North Korea's second-in-command, Kim Yong-nam, said his country is not ready to resume nuclear disarmament talks. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautel in Seoul.
Healthcare reform is on the agenda today at the annual meeting of the National Governors Association. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Governors are watching the health care legislation moving through Congress. Both Republicans and Democrats have expressed concern the legislation would impose extra costs on state governments already facing severe budget crises. Mississippi Republican Haley Barber.
One of the things I think you're hearing these guys say that we're going to work hard on is to try to help the employees of small businesses have a better chance to get health insurance without breaking the small businesses or breaking the state governments.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says states are already struggling to cover Medicaid costs and should not be burdened with paying for additional health care. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
San Francisco authorities are trying to find out why a light rail train crashed into another train yesterday. 48 people were injured. Municipal Railway spokesman Judson True says his agency is taking the matter incredibly seriously.
They're looking at mechanical issues as well as taking witness statements, and we'll be doing everything we can to do an expeditious investigation and find out what happened so that we can try to keep it from happening again.
This was at least the third major mass transit accident in the U.S. in 2 months. A metro train slammed into another train in Washington last month, killing 9 people. In May, more than 50 people were injured in a subway crash in Boston. This is NPR News from Washington. A survey released today finds that more than 80% of the banks that received federal bailout money said the assistance allowed them to make more loans or to avoid a drop in their lending. The Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, provided $700 billion. It was originally approved by the Bush administration, but did not require recipients to explain how the money was spent. The survey was designed to answer that question. Today's final round of the British Open Golf Championship could be historic. 59-year-old American Tom Watson leads the tournament at Turnberry on the Scottish coast. If Watson wins, he'll be the oldest golfer to win a major title. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
His hair is shorter, and Tom Watson has more wrinkles than he did when he won a memorable 1977 British Open at the same Turnberry course. But Watson still has the long, rhythmic swing and the smart game that's kept him out of major trouble the past 3 days. But Sunday, the pressure builds. Watson has famously battled nerves during his career. After he finished Saturday's third round with a one-stroke lead, Watson was asked whether he thinks the nerves might pop up again.
No, I don't. I feel like my nerves are too well fried to feel them. Yeah, come on. Let's just kind of go with what I got.
Julius Boros holds the record for oldest golfer to win a major title. He won the 1968 PGA Championship when he was 48, 11 years younger than Watson. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In cycling, American Lance Armstrong slipped to fourth place in the Tour de France yesterday. The race enters the Alps for the first time today. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.